tailgate tour at Jefferson right now.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the LaJames International College tailgate tour out there. We were supposed to be there during the flood, and then school was canceled that week, and so we couldn't really get things back on track as far as the broadcast portion. But we'll get back with our Jayhawk friends next year.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back there. We will be back there. And tonight, game five between the Nationals and the Dodgers. That comes up later on this evening. And the winner of that one will go to Chicago, and they will take on the Cubs. And that will be Saturday night. We will have the two divisional games coming up on Saturday. They just came out with the schedule. To nobody's surprise, Cubs, Dodgers have the primetime all to themselves. If you are an American League fan, you will be in the late afternoon for your games coming up. So we'll have all those Cub-Dodger games coming your way next, or Cub-Nationals/Dodgers. I'm sorry. Don't want to, and I, especially when he's holding power tools across the way, I don't want to say that the Washington Nationals don't have a shot at this thing.
They got a good shot at it.
They got a good shot. I think they got to be the favorite coming up tonight with Max Scherzer on the mound, opposing Rich Hill for the Los Angeles Dodgers. But stranger things, as they say, Mark, have happened over the years.
Yeah, indeed. Again, John Cranton coming up here shortly, and Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, a chance for somebody to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. And Bowling Night in America recap.
We will get a Bowling Night in America recap. We will do that coming up in just a little bit. Great to see hockey back last night, and not just because of the St. Louis Blues defeat of the Chicago Blackhawks last night. It was just good to see hockey. And how about Austin Matthews, number one draft choice? And, oh, by the way, just had four goals last night for the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's a good way to come in to the National Hockey League.
Had a hat trick really early on, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
I think the first three shots. He got in. And he is going to be a superstar. Going to be an absolute superstar in the National Hockey League. No doubt about it. But it was just great to see a hockey doubleheader last night. Got home from bowling, got a chance to see the end of the second period, all the third period of the Blues game, and then tuned in for the game out west with San Jose coming up after that. But it was just good to see hockey when it's and it was hockey weather last night too. A little crisp. It's going to be crisp tonight at Kingston Stadium. So, you know, felt like hockey last
night.
Definitely
a convergence of seasons.
It is a convergence. Very good.
Thank you.
A convergence of seasons. We got a little Caesar's Pizza giveaway today. In fact, we are going to give out two.
Double it up?
We're going to double it up. Now, that does not mean that one winner gets 10 pizzas. Au contraire. It means two winners, five pizzas apiece. Hot and tasty Little Caesar's Pizzas coming up, and we will give those away here on our program, and then on the APC, they will have a $30 gift card to La Cantina, and they will give that away sometime between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock this evening. You can head to La Cantina for lunch Monday through Friday for specials, chips and salsa, sizzling entrees, and drink for under 10 bucks. And come watch Iowa-Purdue this weekend. You can get $1 domestic drafts and $5 appetizers during the game. Check out more at La Cantina. 319.com. That is their website. We mentioned Little Caesar's Pizza. We got one of the five out of the oven, fresh and delicious Little Caesar's hot and ready classic pizzas for somebody. Two people, as a matter of fact, today, Mark, on the program. Looking forward to
10 pizzas.
Giving that out.
Wonderful.
And we're not getting any. Not getting any of those pizzas out there. But anyway, we'll talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a little bit. Anything on your mind, let us know via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. That is 319-366-1600. Hockey started last night. Officially, Mark, today, the PGA season
indeed
gets underway with the Safeway Classic. Usually, these fall events... The PGA Tour, the last couple of years, has done things a little differently. Mm-hmm. They start in October, play, what is it, four fall events. Then they take like 6 weeks off and then come back with the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua in early January that Zach will not be playing this year, which will be a difference since he didn't get a win last year. That Tournament of Champions is just what it means. It's for the champions of last year. If you won an event, you get to go to Kapalua for a week.
Zach Johnson not playing in this tournament in Tiger Woods. This was the tournament he targeted for his return, but of course earlier this week pulled out of this tournament and probably won't play till December, if that. So, and it's not surprising to not have Zach in this field. I don't think he plays in many of these fall tournaments, if any. But we were looking at it. It was not a bad field. Phil Mickelson's playing.
He is playing.
Bronze medalist is playing. Matt Kuchar.
That is correct.
Yeah.
A pretty good field out there in Silverado Country Club. Out in the wine country, I have a feeling that may be why a lot of the pros are out there.
Yeah, it could be.
It's a pretty nice resort area out there. And nice place to take the family, perhaps.
Maybe John Cranton's been there before.
We'll have to ask him. Well, he doesn't. He gets 1 month of vacation, you know.
He usually goes east.
We will ask John about that coming up in a bit. We have the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six coming your way. Alex will try to defend his weekly championship with that, and we'll all try to get a little bit better. Some very interesting college football games on the docket coming up. Two of them that probably highlight the schedule will be Alabama at Tennessee, and then the game in Madison as Wisconsin will host Ohio State. That is the ABC night game coming up on Saturday evening, which should be a good one.
Yeah, we've got that Bama-Tennessee game on the slate, Texas-Iowa State, and four Big Ten games, including that Iowa game at 11 o'clock Saturday at Purdue. By the way, we'll be on the air 2 hours prior to kickoff, 9 a.m., for the Iowa pregame show, and we'll give our predictions and analysis, and that's a one-hour program starting at 9.
Yep, looking forward to that. That will be a lot of fun. All right. Coming up on 15 past the hour of 3, we're going to throw it to a break, come back. John Cranton will join us on the other side, and we will talk about the college football and NFL slate. We'll do that when we return after this. You're listening to The Gym Class on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
We know living in a strong, thriving society is important to you. For more than a century, United Way of East Central Iowa has helped make this a reality. From investing in your children's future to ensuring you have safe and affordable housing and helping you navigate the healthcare system, they're with you from day one. When you support United Way, good things happen in our community. So how can you make a difference? You can volunteer, advocate, give. That's the power of you, and that's our United Way. Visit uweci.org/give to learn more.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview. Hall of Famer James Lofton and I will have the call from San Diego as the Chargers host the 4-1 Denver Broncos in AFC West action. Can Phillip Rivers and the Chargers hand the defending Super Bowl champion Broncos their second straight loss? Join us to find out on Thursday night football and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
Thursday night football, Denver at San Diego, this Thursday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Going to talk to John Krant coming up in just a moment from Jim Fy Sports in Las Vegas. And you can follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Fy Sports, or just go on the World Wide Web at jimfy.com. You can follow us as well at KGYM Radio. That is our Twitter handle for the entire station. You can follow us at Scott Unash and at Mark underscore Dukes, correct? Is that correct, Mark?
That's correct.
All right. Always give us a tweet. We do appreciate it.
I'm over 1,000 followers. I feel special.
You should feel special.
Only about 24,000 behind Halas. Probably many more behind Jim Feist.
Probably. And with that in mind, let's bring in our friend John Krant from Jim Fy Sports in Las Vegas at 3:18 here on the Thursday edition of the program. John, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been tweeting all week. Funny you should talk about that.
There you go. Hey, pretty good NFL game for a Thursday tonight. AFC West battle. I will be paying attention as the San Diego Chargers will be hosting the Denver Broncos. And it looks like Simeon is going to be maybe a game-time decision, kind of leaning toward starting him. But we shall see. I think he will play.
Yeah, that's what we've heard, that he is healthy enough at practice and probably will play. And the betting number here is 3 on Denver, a division game. But talking about the defending champs against the Charger defense that is struggling, the totals come down a little bit to 44. And they really could use Simeon playing because this Denver offense is struggling a little bit without him. And when you saw last week, boy, they were completely blindsided by the Atlanta Falcons. It was a great game plan by the Falcons. The offensive coordinator, Shanahan, decided to throw underneath at the Denver linebackers. Nobody's really tried that or thought of that the last couple of years. And it worked. They just picked them apart and got the Denver defense a little bit winded. And then they didn't have Simeon in there, so they had Paxton Lynch. And he's just not as good because he was holding on to the ball too long and got, what, 5 sacks in the game. So getting this quarterback back tonight will be a plus if he can play, and I think he does. 6 touchdowns, 3 picks on the year. And they're facing this very strange San Diego Chargers team. People realize this team is one of the best offensive teams in football, 2nd in points scored, over 30 per game. They're 4th in passing. I mean, the tons of yards they're putting up and points, but they're not winning games. And it's because of their bad secondary, bad defense, and these close games that they're in, they're just blowing them to the Saints, to the Oakland Raiders. They lost 34-31. So it's a frustrated team right now, but they have some power. Phillip Rivers, 11 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's playing well, but this defense, a bad defense, a very bad secondary. And Denver's feasted with their defensive edge against them. 5-0 against the spread when they go here to San Diego. In fact, the road team has dominated, 16-6-5 ATS. So with that in mind, I'll lean with a better defensive team here. I'll go Denver 27-20.
College football Saturday, John. Iowa is in West Lafayette to face a Purdue team that just got its first Big Ten win of the season last week at Illinois. Iowa, as we know and as you pointed out, has not been good as double-digit favorites, but they are this time. What do you think?
Yeah, they're getting respect here. They opened 13.5 and now down to 11.5, so respect isn't quite there yet as some of the early money has come in on Purdue. Nice win last year. I knew the Iowa defense would bounce back, but I didn't think they'd be that dominant against a very good Minnesota offense. 7 points they allowed, and the defense was absolutely suffocating, just 102 yards rushing, 3.5 yards per carry, and the line of the Minnesota quarterback, 13 of 33 passing. I mean, just a dominant all-around bounce-back performance, and that's really what they are capable of. And, of course, you have the balanced offense, too, as Wadley was outstanding. And they're taking on this the sights aren't on an undefeated or a national championship season like we were talking about a month ago. However, this Big Ten West is definitely in play here with Nebraska and Iowa. And now you've got a Purdue team that, okay, they have a winning record at 3-2, but they're not a very good team. They come off the win against Illinois, very impressive, as a +9 underdog, 34-31, but that was a 1-4 Illinois team. Purdue coach Darrell Hazel here, in his 4th year, 9 wins, 31 losses. The senior quarterback, Dave Blough, 7 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. And the defense, too, struggles badly. Even in the win last week against Illinois, gave up 300 yards rushing, 6.8 yards per carry. So it's amazing they have a winning record. This is not a very good team, and Iowa should be 10 to double-digit favorites in this one. And when you look back at last year's game, they won by 20, a 40-20 blowout. In fact, Iowa was a 22-point favorite. they really did whatever they wanted on offense. And when I look at the history here, the road team has dominated 6-0 against the spread, and Iowa is 4-1 against the spread when they head to Purdue. So the matchup says that this is going to be a double-digit Iowa win. So I'll go with maybe a 34-17 game with the Purdue quarterback. Erratic troubles. I can't imagine him doing well against this Iowa defense that showed what it is capable of last week. So I'll look for a comfortable, maybe a 20-point win again.
And make Iowa people very happy. Well, you make Iowa State people very happy. The Cyclones, they had Baylor, they had Oklahoma State, and they both let them off the hook in the fourth quarter. Now they go down to Austin. Texas off the Red River Shootout, 45-40. They lost to Oklahoma. Their quarterback is directly, it's not even a hot seat. It is molten lava, I think, in Austin right now. If Iowa State wins this thing, I don't think he makes it to 12 o'clock that night, John.
Well, you're going to make a quick hook on him.
Not me, but I think they would.
I think you're right. Yeah, that's been the big story this week. And, you know, when you look at the defenses of these teams and the way the offense are playing, you might think, well, this is going to be a close one. Well, they did make Texas a 14-point favorite, and it's down to 13.5. Totally is very high of 69. But, yeah, two straight punch-in-the-stomach games here for the Cyclones. They finally got the talented offense going. It's really been clicking under the coaching staff. But, boy, just a tough couple of games. But look at the offense. It's good. 31 against Oklahoma State last week, 42 against Baylor 2 weeks ago. So the talent with a guy like Warren and the quarterback Lanning, they're playing well right now. Warren only had 50 yards, but it was 5.6 yards per carry, and they're settled now with Lanning playing exceptionally well. But I like the comments that the new coach Campbell made. He said, we just have to learn to finish, and that's really the way to look at it, not to get too steamed up, to say, hey, we're rebuilding here. We're making some progress, certainly some major progress since September. Even on the defensive side of the ball, they gave up just 3.3 yards rushing per carry to an outstanding Oklahoma State offense. Just 108 total yards, or I should say yards rushing. And now they're heading to Texas. Boy, 2-3 record. They started 2-0, but they've been struggling defensively since then. All kinds of things off the field, as you mentioned. And what Texas did for this season is they brought in a new look, spread the field, attacking offense. Well, it's working with this quarterback in Bouchel, 11 touchdowns, 4 picks. But this defense, which should be better, has been absolutely horrendous. Last three games, they've allowed over 500 yards in all three, given up 50 points, 49, and 45. Yes, he is on the hot seat. Sooners just hung 672 yards on him. His defense is just terrible, and here they are, a two-touchdown favorite against an Iowa State team that absolutely dominated them a year ago, a 24-0 win. Texas offense was completely shut down. All right, but this is a different Texas offense. They are much better than what the Cyclones saw last year. On the other hand, the Texas defense is worse, playing worse. So I look at this as being a relatively even game as far as the matchup. Both teams can move the ball and score, but the defenses are having major problems. Iowa State is 4-1 against the spread at Texas, and home field really hasn't mattered that much, 7-3 against the spread. So I look for a close one here. I don't believe with Texas being a two-touchdown favorite unless you factor in the emotion, win one for the coach. But the matchup to me says a close one, 34-31 shootout, and either team was capable of winning.
Game of great interest around here and across the Big Ten, John, is Saturday night at Madison, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. Plenty of time for the Badgers to get lubricated and ready for that game.
Not
as
the players.
To do.
The fans. The
and
fans.
This is Iowa's next opponent as well, so therefore a lot of interest. Double-digit favorite for Ohio State.
Yeah, you're right. You got two of the top four teams in the nation as far as points allowed. You would think it would be a different betting line, but that's because of the offensive capabilities. People are betting Ohio State has gone from 10 to 11, and we've seen the total plummet from 48 down to 44, so they're anticipating a lower-scoring game. Yes, both defenses are just outstanding. The difference, though, on offense is Ohio State has a much better offense, and it really starts with the quarterback, J.T. Barrett. This is his third year running the team. 15 touchdowns, 3 picks last week in the win over Indiana. The Indiana coach, Devin Wilson, said this guy's the best quarterback in college football. So he is playing exceptionally well. And the thing about Ohio State, when they face a winning team, boy, they get up to play those winning teams. 37-19-2 against the spread. Here they are facing a Wisconsin team that is undefeated, but they've been doing it all with defense, similar to last year, too, because the offense has the freshman quarterback in Hornibrook. More interceptions than touchdowns. You don't see that on a team that's starting 4-1 like this. The game against Michigan, well, they were a 10-point underdog like they are here, and they hung within that number. But it was a 14-7 loss with no defense. The offense, 88 yards passing, 71 rushing, just 2.5 yards per carry. They've got to find a way to open up this offense. Otherwise, teams are just going to stack the line on first down. The problem is the freshman quarterback. You really, it's difficult to ask a kid like that to do so much. So Badgers can play defense, and they have hung with Ohio State at times, 4-0-1 against the spread. The underdog is, the way I'm going to look at this one, is a defensive game, because when they play here in Madison, the under is 6-0-1. We see low-scoring defensive games. Oddly enough, the last time these teams met, Wisconsin was a favorite 2 years ago and lost 59-0. That's something interesting to poke around, but I don't know if the Badgers really have the offense against this Ohio State juggernaut. So I'll look for maybe a 20-10 or a 23-10 final score with the Buckeyes, which means I'm looking at a rousing defensive game.
Rousing. I think you're going to see a rousing defensive game in Madison on Saturday night. Prior to that, down in Knoxville, it'll be Tennessee taking on number one Alabama. Tennessee gave it up 7 times, took Texas A&M to overtime last Saturday, but lost. Undefeated season is gone. Can they turn the tables now on the number one rated Crimson Tide?
It will be quite a task here. Mark, are you still big on Tennessee, or are you starting to bail?
A good friend of mine is a big Tennessee fan, and what did he say at bowling last night about it? He's not optimistic, is he?
Not optimistic.
Not optimistic for a straight-up win. And that's which way we see in the money going here. Alabama, 10.5-point favorite, but now 12.5, and that's not surprising with a top-ranked team as well as all the power that this team has on both sides of the ball. Lane Kiffin-Angle is in play here. He's the offensive coordinator at Bama, but he was the head coach at Tennessee for 1 year, and they kind of ran him out of town. He did not make a lot of friends there, as they were frustrated with the way he ran the offense. So you got to believe he has a chip on his shoulder. I'll give some credit to Kiffin. I think he's done a pretty decent job keeping teams off balance with his offensive play calling. And this is the third straight year that he's had a different quarterback. And this one, Jalen Hurts, is the best one he's had, too, and he's only a freshman, very talented guy. And they come off another win, but they're scoring a ton of points of late, but the defense is just so talented. How about this? Alabama has scored a non-offensive touchdown in 8 consecutive games. That's just astounding what this program has reached. Another thing is, we just talked about how Ohio State gets up to play good teams. Oh, the Crimson Tide are like that, too. When they face a winning team with a winning record, 9-2 against the spread, and this certainly is a step-up game. Tennessee playing, well, it's hard to figure out how they've been playing this year. They've been winning these games, but boy, they had a massive comeback against Florida, the miracle against Georgia, and then that double overtime game last week, their first loss to A&M. But they've had problems with injuries. They've had some shaky defense at time. And the thing that bothered me, though, was last week's loss to A&M. That's a fast A&M offense. They gave up over 300 yards rushing, 7.1 yards per carry. So it's not an elite defense, and you're facing an elite all-around team. This is a very difficult matchup-wise, and I can see why people are pushing the Alabama number up now to 12.5. So I like this Vols talent, and I like the coaching staff. But, boy, when they're at home facing a team with a winning road record, they're 7-19 against the Las Vegas number, and I've got Bama with all their talent and the chip on their shoulder, probably a 35-17 game. I can't see this Tennessee offense scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, Tennessee banged up, I think, and maybe gassed after last week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sunday, boy, John, the late afternoon games, at least in the central time zone, are really, really good, and one of those is Kansas City and Oakland. Sorry, stealing your thunder there,
that's
Scott.
That's okay. That's all right.
I'm intrigued. Oakland's my second favorite team, and I can't wait to see this game.
Yeah, interesting betting line here. Oakland opened 1.5, and now the Chiefs are actually favored. And what you have is an AFC divisional matchup, but it's also defense versus offense. Which do you prefer? It's clear the bettors are saying, hey, we prefer defense. So you got Kansas City with some time to prepare after that terrible game against Pittsburgh, and we noticed Alex Smith was talking about a sense of urgency. So clearly they're in bounce-back mode, which they do very well under this coaching staff. But they're even talking about it, too, so it's clear that they were not happy with their performance. They don't want to get some of those early season losses that they had a year ago. And at 2-2, you'd like to get a road win here. Then you get this Raiders team, that very impressive record here, 4-1, just outstanding offensive numbers across the board. However, boy, have they been involved in all these close games against the Chargers, 34-31. They squeezed by the Oakland Raiders with a late comeback, and they've been lucky as well as they have been good. offensive numbers are dazzling, but the thing that stands out for me is the Oakland defense. And at this point, they really don't have one. They're giving up over 452 yards per game, and that's just horrendous in the NFL. Last in yards, last in passing, 330 yards per game. It's a bad defense, and I can understand why bettors are saying, well, we'll take the more balanced offense and the much superior defense. Keep in mind, the Chiefs secondary led the NFL with 22 picks last year, and they're doing it again with 8 interceptions. So I kind of agree with the bettors on this one. I wouldn't be surprised to see a defensive game because I think the Kansas City ball control, they can control and march up and down the field and kill the clock. But keep in mind, the Raiders 0-6 against the spread at home. The road team is 20-6 against the spread when these rivals meet. And Kansas City has done great here at Oakland, 10-3 against the spread. So I'll go with the Chiefs, 27-24. But Scott, don't hold me to it.
Now I'm even more nervous about that. Tom Brady is back, and they will host the Bengals, who are just struggling right now. Coming off a 28-14 loss at Dallas, that really wasn't that close, and not a good tonic to come off that loss to go to Foxborough to take on Tom Brady.
Yeah, we've seen the Bengals develop a tremendous amount of talent on both sides of the ball the last 5 or 6 years, and they still have it. They're off a struggling start here of 2-3, and last week's game was just terrible. They went to Dallas, 21-0 at the half. They were down. The run defense got absolutely crushed. They are a better team than what they showed last week. On the other hand, you got a losing record here, and it's a bad situational spot, too. They were at Dallas on the road. Now they have to head to New England, and after facing two straight quarterbacks making their first start as far as, you know, starting quarterbacks for this season, now they're facing the old veteran here, and Tom Brady only has one game under his belt. It was impressive with over 400 yards. The thing about the Patriots is ever since the 2010 playoff loss to the Jets, the coaching staff after that game said, we don't want to be one-dimensional. We want to have multiple ways to attack people. And they've done that ever since. And the storyline for this year is Martellus Bennett coming in as a tight end. He was with the Bears before that. So you got this gigantic tight end who's very skilled and talented, and Bennett joining a guy just like him in Gronkowski. It is an amazing 1-2 punch as long as these guys are healthy, and for the first time last week, they all played with Brady, and I don't know what you're going to do if you're a defensive coordinator, and it's not just those two guys. They have other weapons to go to, but it's just a phenomenal 1-2 punch. So for me, it's the Patriots or nothing. The line here is now up to 9 on the Pats. We've seen about 70% of the tickets written on them. So this Bengals defense is better than us look, but boy, this Patriots offense is incredibly skilled. I'll go with 34-17 final.
Atlanta, one of the most surprising teams in the NFL, at least that's my opinion. But now it goes to Seattle, and this is really a tough stretch of game for the Falcons, but they prevailed, only one loss, and this is another a really fine test. So what do you got for numbers here, John?
Yeah, you got that right. This Atlanta team has been exceptionally impressive over a lot of people, and this is a difficult situational spot, too, and that's something we always have to look at. First of all, they went to Denver last week, got the win, and now to Seattle. Boy, what a difficult road stretch for a team that's 4-1. What was so impressive about last week's game was the offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan. He came up with a great game plan against the Broncos. Nobody's really tested the Denver linebackers as much the last couple of years as he did, so they went with short, quick passes, and it worked. It seemed to tire out the Broncos' defense, the great Denver defense, in their own ballpark, and they came away with a surprising victory. But now, heading to a Seattle defense that is just so talented, you got a betting line here. Seattle was 5.5, now up to 6.5. So the situational angle that you mentioned, kind of what the way a lot of people are looking. The Seattle defensive numbers are just tremendous. But one question that you have with Seattle is this offensive line. And they won the Super Bowl back in 2012. They were the highest-paid offensive line in football. Now they're the lowest-paid one. And they've had some growing pains with this line. Offensive numbers are kind of in the middle of the pack. We do hear that Russell Wilson is healthy after battling that ankle injury a couple weeks ago. And they're coming off the bye week. That certainly helps. And even Jimmy Graham now getting involved in the offense. So the situation still favors the home team in this one. And again, I'm not sure how improved this Atlanta defense is. Sure, their offense is number one across the board in so many categories, but it's a defense that has some ugly offensive numbers this year. They had them last year, and this will be the true test for them. I'm going to have to side with the Seattle home field and defense, 26-16.
Well, John, plenty about those games and more at the website. Tell us about that, and If you got a free play as well, we'd love to take it.
Sure, we'll go with the Denver Broncos as the free play tonight against San Diego. Jim Feist has videos and free plays up. Also, he has a special going with his high rollers tonight. You get 5 days of these plays at a special rate, 866-546-9467, or you can go to jimfeist.com to check it all out.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
John Krant joining us from Las Vegas, Jim Feist Sports. And you can follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports. That is his Twitter handle. We're going to get to Bowling Night in America update coming up in a moment. But, Alex, before we do that, let's go ahead.
A pile of pizzas.
A pile of pizzas to give away here right now. We have two giveaways today for the price of none. How's that? Just for listening in to the gym class here on KGYM. All this week, we've been giving out Little Caesars pizzas. Pizza, and you can enjoy a hot, out-of-the-oven, fresh and delicious Little Caesars hot and ready classic pizza at all ends of the corridor from Waterloo to Iowa City with Cedar Rapids Marion right in there. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit, and they are hiring at all the corridor Little Caesars locations, and more at KGYMradio.com. We're going to go with...
Do folks pick up the certificate here, or is it mailed?
Mailed.
Okay, very good.
It is mailed. It is mailed.
Sometimes that's important.
It is. Caller 4 and 5 at 319-366-1600.
Folks in Guttenberg don't want to drive all the way down here.
No, but they want their Little Caesars pizza.
Darn right they do.
Callers 4 and 5, you're going to get 5 Little Caesars pizzas. Enjoy those. We'll let you know who our winners are coming up here in just a moment. Mark, there were winners last night. How about that for a dynamite segue into Bowling Night in America, and our wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
Turned out to be an okay night, and Rusty Nails won 2 games, but fell just short on the series by 4 sticks. 4 stinking pins we lose the series by, so it's 2 points for each team. I think we've done that like three weeks in a
row.
We've
been close. Sometimes they go good. Sometimes they go just okay. It hasn't gone bad yet, but that's coming.
13-11 on the year, tied for 4th. Young Scott Unash.
Thank you for the young, after, by the way.
Very subpar first 2 games. No details available.
No, none given.
A career high, 269.
Yeah.
In the 3rd and final game. That was 3rd best in the league last night. Congrats.
Thank you. Right after game.
Did you win the card game?
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
Thank you for asking.
You should with a 269.
That would be 4 aces, Mark.
Perfect.
4 aces.
But I know Rusty and Rod Bruner were over 600, and Scotty Cleese had a good night too. So good night for you guys, and I'll be back on next week. Brian Moore, congratulations to Buzz.
Way to go, Buzz.
290 for a high game.
Roger, and over 700, too.
He did. He and Roger Taylor, the stars of the night. Roger Taylor had the high series at 744 and the second high game at 279, I think. And then Buzz had a 700 as well.
Buzz had to come over and tell me he had a 290 just to, you know, take away my luster.
Of course he did.
When I had a 269. That's all right, though, man.
But most over your average. You might have won
that's
that
true.
One.
That's true.
Been close.
75-ish, 6-ish over there.
Buzz usually has a high average, but I know he sandbags early in the year. And so it's maybe a little bit lower than usual.
Wow. Buzz, he will be there next Wednesday night. If you'd like to rebuttal against Mark, and I know you will, he will be there.
That's fine. Bring it.
We get Durline next week, man.
Defending champion Durline Scale,
they're on a roll.
On a roll right now, so we'll knock heads with them next week.
Yeah. Thanks to Tom and everybody at May City Bowl for helping us out, our hosts of Bowling Night in America.
Yeah, MayCityBowlCR.com, or give them a call, 362-0136. Visit the pro shop. Andy Dirk's doing a great job there, and May City certainly available for league bowling, open bowling, parties, company outings, what have you.
And he helped Rod with his He had a question about a bowling ball last night, so they helped him out before the festivities got started last night. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back, by the way, our winners of our Little Caesars pizza giveaways, Charles and Solon and Dan in Cedar Rapids.
Perfect.
Enjoy the pizza. We will come back. Carl Nernies will sponsor the Pick 6 when we come back. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Motor oil is a simple concept, but some oil brands are overcomplicating things. Like adding deposit shields or injecting titanium in it? Sounds like a titanic load of BS to me. But we at Quaker State put motor oil in our motor oil. It works hard, protects your engine, and keeps it running for a long time. Quaker State. Nothing complicated, just damn good oil. Head over to Advance Auto Parts for great deals on Quaker State.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Know-How 99-cent reusable bag is like any old bag. It has handles. It stores stuff. But if you put stuff your car needs from Napa into an ordinary bag, you won't get 20% off. You can only get 20% off in a Napa reusable bag. Now just 99 cents. Check and mate ordinary bags. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
Imagine not having a care in the world about your plumbing and heating system. With Master Plumbing, join the Green Club and you can say it with confidence. Master Plumbing Green Club members get 3 free visits a year to check your heating, cooling, and plumbing systems. No service fees, no after-hour fee, and priority scheduling if and when there is a problem. There's even 10% off regular service fees all year long. So while it may not be a problem now, joining Master Plumbing's Green Club is also no problem. Just go to masterplumbingcr.com. Join and get in the green.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Watch Hawkeye football at La Cantina. Enjoy $1 domestic drafts and $5 appetizers during the game. Every Monday through Friday, the lunch special, including chips and salsa, a drink, and entree, is under $10. Sit around the table, sip margaritas, and enjoy a sizzling entree. Or stop by and pick up your favorites for a delicious meal in La Cantina Bar and Grill, Lincoln View Square in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids. La Cantina is now hiring for kitchen and wait staff.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:45 as we assemble the panel here for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. That'll be coming up next. Don't forget high school football coming your way tonight on KGYM. I'll be joined by John Hegarty and Dennis Canuck out at Kingston Stadium as it'll be Cedar Rapids, Washington. They will take on Waterloo East coming up tonight. That'll be in 1600 AM. 107.5 and 106.3 FM listeners, you will get Thursday night football between the Denver Broncos and the San Diego Chargers. APC making their way in, and they're going to be in Iowa City coming up tomorrow. When we're at Xavier, they'll be in Iowa City. And they will be at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. And that, of course, 749 Marmontrek Boulevard in the Walden Square in Iowa City, just down from the Finkbein Golf Course. And you can get your hands on some great KGYM prizes tomorrow. All you need to do is get your red ticket when you stop in. And you have a chance to pick up some terrific prizes coming up with the APC. 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. That will be coming up this Friday. Panel assembled. Hello, Czar Todd. How
partially,
are you?
Partially assembled.
Partially assembled, yes.
This is like buying furniture at an IKEA. Some assembly required, but Alex Kuhn and Sean Krantz will be joining us here shortly. An opportunity for somebody to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl Lennerney's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Congratulations, Scott. Mm. You were our winner last week.
No, it was 2 weeks ago. It was Alex last week.
My bad, Todd.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was provided with some bad information here.
Faulty information?
It's on me.
I did have a 269 last night, though.
Do we need to audit the standings over here, or are they correct?
Standings are good.
The standings are good. Yeah. Huh. And as I can see from here, a team APC is 45 and, I believe, 52? 57? 45 and 57. That's not going to win you any money in Las Vegas.
Gonna lose you some money in Las Vegas,
and you guys are one game up on us. right? 46 and 56.
Correct. That's going to lose you money in Las Vegas, too.
I've been given
my apologies,
Tom. I've been given the correct picking order here. Do we have Sean with us?
Yes, we do.
Joe Madden would never hand in a faulty lineup card, would he?
No, he has. He has before when he was in Tampa Bay. It wound up he had to bat Mike Montgomery in a game one time. Alex is joining us here in the studio as well. We're going to get things started with a top 10 showdown. I'm sure you gentlemen picked Rusty's brain last night at May City Bowl. May City, the sponsor of Bowling Night in America in the mature leagues.
I
Alex.
We've got a lot of comments.
We don't write it. We just say it.
Alex, Alabama is a 12.5-point favorite at Tennessee this weekend. What say you?
It's the trend has been that Tennessee somehow, some way keeps games close, and more often than not, they find a way to win it. I don't think they'll win it, but I'm going to take Tennessee to cover.
Keeping it close.
Fascinating that Tennessee lost last weekend and didn't drop a single spot in the AP poll. That very rarely happens. The Vols held steady at number 9 this week, and I'll go ahead and take Alabama.
Going with Alabama.
Sorry, Rusty.
That's all right. He's not real keen on this game tomorrow. Hello, Rocky Top.
Oh, all right.
What's going on, boys?
Starting with your Vols.
They keep it close. They ain't going to win, but they'll keep it close.
Are they going to give it away 7 times?
No.
No.
Goodness,
okay.
No.
No.
What does that tell you about A&M?
I like A&M. I think they're a pretty good football team.
I like the women at A&M, but I don't like their football team.
As we move along to Sean.
What was the pick?
He took Tennessee.
Okay.
Sean, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Not too bad. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Before we get your pick, what time? Usual times for the Carl and Ernie's and the Coach's Corner on Saturday?
Both places will be open at 10 a.m. We got $3.50, 32-ounce straws, and half-price one-topping pizzas at both places during the game. So, yeah, hope everybody comes out.
All right, Alabama is favored by 12.5 points.
Not much to watch. It's anything like last week's game. I've never seen a place so busy with no emotion in my life. I mean, people are just sitting there staring at the TV. No entertainment value in that Iowa game last week.
Alabama is a 12.5-point favorite this weekend. Can you still hear Rocky Top
Alabama
on the?
Big.
Can you still play Rocky Top on the jukebox at Coach's Corner, or is that blocked too?
You can't play Go Cubs Go. I forgot to unblock it from last year, which I apologize for, and I can't figure out how to put it back on. But I'm going to go with Alabama.
Going with Alabama in this one. I consulted Rusty last night, by the way. Was not too keen on this.
Sage of the Smokies.
Tennessee cannot fall their usual down 3 touchdowns early on to this team. And with that in mind, I'm picking the tide to roll in this one. Sorry.
Would love to see Tennessee knock off Alabama. Love to see anybody knock off Alabama. But I think Tennessee is too beat up and too gassed from last week to hang with his team for 4 quarters. So give me Bama.
All right. I get to bat leadoff on Texas and Iowa State. We'll pick it at 13.5. And I'm going to go with Iowa State here. I hate to spoil it for anybody who's going to read the paper on Saturday morning, but I've got Iowa State winning this game.
Oh! And does
they may or may not. But
does the a certain coach in Burnt Orange make it to midnight then?
I don't think he would make it to the locker room at that point. That's a Malicki selection. Now, I got to catch up to Beth somehow, so I got to throw some darts. Tyler?
Iowa State. I'm going to take Iowa State to cover the rest of the season. I think that they're improved. I don't know if they're going to win these games, but they can keep it close in the Big 12 with that offense.
I think I know someone who isn't going to take Iowa State to cover the rest of the weekend. Sean?
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but you know, Iowa State's improving. You know, I hate admitting the Cubs are good and Iowa State's improving, but both are happening, so what the hell, I'll take Iowa State.
Holy cow!
This is the kiss of death.
Come to Jesus meeting.
This is the kiss of death for Iowa State this weekend, Scott.
Cats and dogs living together. I'm sticking with Iowa State. I think they're going to hang within Texas and two touchdowns.
For every panel member that picks Iowa State, Texas wins by seven more points. That's the feeling that I'm getting right now. Mark?
Yeah, the logic says to go with Iowa State, but give me Texas.
There you go. Do you feel better?
Add seven more points for Texas. I'm going with Iowa State.
Mark's on an island, a burnt orange island.
It worked out pretty well. Thank you, Indiana.
It's a big island because everything in Texas is bigger.
Indeed.
Michigan State hosts Northwestern this weekend. The Spartans are a five-point favorite over the Wildcats, Tyler.
Tyler O'Connor is not a good quarterback, but there's no way they're going to let this drag over three consecutive weeks, especially against a beat-up Northwestern team, right? Last chance, Sparty. Go green, go white.
All right, very good. Sean, Michigan State or Northwestern?
I don't know. I think Michigan State's kind of like us. They're just kind of in the toilet right now. So I'm going to go with Northwestern.
Going with Northwestern. I'm with Sean. I like the Cats to keep it close. Might not win this thing, but I think they're going to keep it close up there. Michigan State's offense is floundering right now.
Well, yeah, that offensive performance against Iowa was a mirage. So give me Michigan State.
Alex.
Michigan State is a right now below average football team. Give me Northwestern.
I am so tired of taking Michigan State and getting kicked in the rear end this year that I'm going to take them again. I'll go with Michigan State. But this is it.
You sound like Tyler.
I'm drawing a line in the sand.
This is it.
Drawing a line in the sand. Speaking of sand, Iowa once played on sand at Memorial Stadium in Bloomington. I believe it was the 2002 season. Painted green. Indiana and Nebraska, we will pick this at 4.5 with the Cornhuskers favored on the road. Sean?
You know, I hate Nebraska. Everybody knows it. I usually just go against them just because I go against them. But I really think they're going to get beat in this game. I think Indiana's finally going to get a big win. If beating Nebraska is a big win, but I'm going to go with Indiana.
You're going to go with Indiana?
Well, Nebraska is the number 10 team in the AP poll, but who are we to quibble?
Isn't that a joke? I mean, how does that happen? I mean, what a joke.
Scott Unash.
Indiana's a different team when they're in Bloomington, and they have turf now, and field turf instead of the sand out there. But they may not win it, but they're going to keep it within 4.5. I'll take the Hoosiers.
I third that motion.
Alex, do you fourth it?
I don't. Give me the Huskers.
Going with the big N in this one. Todd?
Catching
up with Beth.
Yeah, I'm going to go Indiana on this one. There's been a little bit of line movement in favor of the Hoosiers. And by the way, if you wear your alternate uniforms more than you wear your regular uniforms, doesn't that make the alternate uniforms your regular uniform?
I don't
know what combination. I don't know what combination they're wearing for this game. But I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Tyler?
I was going to take Indiana until I saw all these picks, and I'm trying to keep the APC and gym class close, so give me Nebraska to salvage.
What if Sean and I are the ones keeping the APC close,
I already feel bad about that Tennessee-Bama pick, so I'm trying to keep things even Stevens here.
Anvil around our neck. Ohio State at Wisconsin this weekend. The Buckeyes, a 10.5-point favorite on the road, Scott.
I rolled big with Wisconsin and Michigan and came up with a 7 on that one. I'm going to do it again. They may not win it, but Wisconsin will keep it close at a very, very lubed up Camp Randall Stadium by the time that kicks off at 7:15.
Won't be a whole lot of shaking going on at the end of three quarters. Give me Ohio State.
I agree, Mark. I don't think Wisconsin scores more than 10 points. I think that Ohio State wins by 3 touchdowns.
Wrong team!
Mark is stealing someone's material. And I'm going to steal his pick. I'll go with OSU as well.
Come on, Tyler.
The Ohio State University.
Come on, Sean.
I'd like to, but Ohio State's so good. They're fun to watch. I got to go with Ohio State, kid. I love watching them.
All right, the Iowa-Purdue game, the Hawkeyes are a 12.5-point favorite for our purposes at Ross-Ade Stadium, where I understand the sinkhole is under control at this point.
You have to go out there if you're a receiver and test that thing, don't you? Early?
You know what? I'd test it if I were a tuba player, let alone a football player. And then the tiebreaker will be Iowa State's total offense against Texas. Total offense for Iowa State against Texas. Hawkeyes 12.5-point favorite, Mark Dukes.
No mention of sinkhole in this prediction. Iowa's gone on the road and won 14-7 twice. Make it Iowa will cover. I'll give my prediction on the pregame show. It's going to be bigger than 14-7, though.
All right. Total yards for Iowa State?
495.
Oh. That ought to do it for Charlie.
That's a big one.
Sorry about that, Mark. Have you
seen their defense? Did you just hit Mark in the face with his mic?
I did. Have you seen their defense?
We're going to have to take the number down on the injury days here at work and put
this
up
was
a zero.
Pretty much any other team in the Big Ten, just the way I was playing, I would say that they would keep it close. I'm talking about the bottom feeders, Illinois, but Purdue's so bad that I think Iowa covers, and I'm going to go with 600 for Iowa State.
Oh, God. What?
Talking total yards for Iowa State, not UNASH's bowling average last night at Bowling Night in America, sponsored by our good friends at May City Bowl.
Speaking of good friends, good Lord.
I hate this. I hate this with every ounce in my body, and if you've seen me lately, there are a lot of ounces in my body. I'm going to take Iowa, and I'm going to say that Iowa State rolls up 444 yards.
Amount of kids in my graduating class, by the way.
You guys are nuts with these yards. Yeah, Iowa.
Have you seen Big 12 football?
I have, but we're talking about Iowa State. You guys are not the Saints. I'd like Iowa big against Purdue. Offensive line is going to just demolish that front four, and they're going to run all day all over the Boilermakers. You know what? You guys can screw with the number after I'm done with it, but I'm putting one. If you guys are giving me 400-something yards for Iowa State's offense, yeah, give me one.
You might have to renew your subscription to Cyclones.tv. Again, I ask you, have you watched Big 12 football before?
I have.
They don't play D. It's optional. Sean.
Iowa State total yards, right?
Yep.
Let's go 438 total yards. I think Iowa wins the game, but I don't think they cover. So basically, I think that's a loss. Just kind of like that Rutgers game. We won, but barely. I just down on the Hawks, man. I love them, but I'm just down on this team.
Hey, Sean.
I think we win. I just don't think we cover.
You need to take a Todd optimistic pill.
Hang on a second. Sean, as a teammate, so we don't lose another game, 2 weeks ago, Purdue lost to Maryland 50-7. Are you sure Iowa doesn't cover this game? 50-7.
I mean, look what did Jim Harbaugh do to Rutgers last weekend? I mean, that was pathetic. And they had 22 yards, and they made us. I don't know. I'm very frustrated with the team right now. That's all I got to say. I mean, it's just I love the Hawks. I hope they win. I hope they cover. But just very frustrated with them, like everybody is. I think.
I think I was going to buck the tradition. I think they're going to win this one by more than 12.5. Give me the Hawks, and I will go. I wrote down 412 for Iowa State, and I'm sticking with it.
So Tyler has 411 yards of offense to work with.
That's a lot of offense, man.
I'll take the over. We need six callers to 319-366-1600. Your chance to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub, where you can stop in and watch the Hawkeyes as they take on the
Boilermakers
at Ross-Ade Stadium this Saturday.
Remember that, callers. I'm the only one who hasn't won this year. But somehow,
remember it.
But somehow I'm tied for the lead in wins. Hey. Overall record, I beg your pardon.
Hey, Sean, thank you, man, and we'll direct people to stop by on Saturday.
C's get degrees,
that'll
Tyler.
That'll be great, guys. I hope to see everybody out there, and we'll see Todd and Tyler tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
So we've got a couple islands. Sean was the only person to take Purdue.
Come on.
And Mark, you were the only person to take the Texas Longhorns.
There you go.
How about that?
David in North Liberty. Sean is so negative lately.
319-366-1600.
Where do you buy those optimism pills,
you know what?
Todd?
You know what? Huh? When he puts a block on the Iowa fight song on the jukebox at Coach's Corner, you will know that the ship has sailed.
You guys have a good one.
Remember when Iowa State couldn't score?
319-366-1600. APC coming your way next here in KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
You know that winning on the football field means giving 110%.
Just like winning on the field of business travel, La Quinta Inns and Suites totally gets that.
So make it a part of your game plan to book direct at LQ.com for La Quinta's lowest price guarantee.
Then next time you hit the road for business, don't let the road hit back.
Score a great night's rest knowing you got La Quinta's best price.
So you can wake up, suit up,